everybody. Welcome to You Live, everybody, live in the Wonderland Ballroom. Yay! Tonight's guests include Kevin Phillips from The Encyclopedia Show, stand-up comedy from Dana Bell, and a special performance from Michael J. Foody. Give it up for tonight's house band, Joseph Ratzinger, Sonic Hitler Youth. I am your announcer tonight, Jamal Johnson. Now give it up for your different host, Soul Brother number one, Adam Friedland!
All right. How's everyone doing tonight? The day is Friday in the week. It's the end of the week. We're all happy to be here, to be out of the slog of our offices. My name is Adam Friedland. If you're familiar, who here is familiar with this show, with this podcast? Well, the first thing you might notice is that I'm not the host of it. I'm a different guy. Brandon couldn't be here today. He is really upset that the Mark McGrath cruise got canceled, so he couldn't be here. That is what he texted me to say before the show started. Not that funny. Anyway, Brandon asked me to read a monologue. This is a talk show. This is a talk show format. And he didn't trust me with his precious monologue. So he actually gave me this monologue. It's written in his voice. So I'm going to read the monologue that Brandon prepared for me for this talk show, for this podcast right now. 1, 2, 3. Are you ready? Are you with me? Nirvana is a band that I like, and it makes me very happy. You are listening to a podcast. We're going to lock the gates. We're going to make it weird. We're also going to do it live. Nirvana made a record called Nevermind, which is a good record, and it makes me happy. Nevermind is what I say whenever I hear the policies of President Barack Obama. On Tuesday, we're going to elect a man named Mitt Romney. He's going to do it live. He's going to lock the gates. Mitt Romney. Hey now, you're an all-star, Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth is a band. They're gonna do coke because coke is cool. And David Bowie, Iggy Pop, gay sex in Berlin, who knows if they really did. The important thing to remember is to make it weird. Hulk Hogan was in the news recently. Hulk Hogan is cool. He pumps iron with his bros. That's what life is all about, just pumping with your bros. Hulk Hogan makes me happy. He's going to lock the gates. Which leads me to my next point. This is a podcast. This is what this podcast is all about. Do it live, lock the gates. Hollywood Nights, a night of 1,000 stars. This is a podcast, and this is a monologue. I do my monologues like Craig Ferguson. I like him very much. I say that this is a Craig Ferguson monologue because I string together a series of disjointed pop culture references and that I find funny, and then I close my eyes and hope that it makes sense. When I was in high school, I used to do zine readings with lesbians. I used to be angry lesbian. Now I'm happy podcast lesbian. That's what monologue is all about. Chicago is a city. I am from there. So is DC. DC is a city. DC, lock the gates. Adam Friedland is filling in for me tonight. He is YOLO. Adam Friedland, number one dick, all of America. Adam Friedland, base god. Adam Friedland, Adam Friedland, fuck my bitch. Adam Friedland, number one funny guy, number one funny mom, show, lock the gates. Wow. So, thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Brandon. I think that didn't make very much sense. But we have a great show for you tonight. We have Kevin Phillips from the Encyclopedia Show. We have the number one announcer in all of Hollywood, DC, Jamel Johnson. We have a very special stand-up set from Dana Bell, who is a woman. And we also have a very special music performance from Andrew Grossman. He's going to sing the Hanukkah song, Adam Sandler's. So, without further ado, let's give it up for the number one band in all of late night regional podcast, Washington, D.C. podcast. The name is Joseph Ratzinger's Sonic Hitler Youth. Wow, thank you. That was guitar. Now I'm going to have a casual conversation with my friend Jamel in front of strangers. Hey, Jamel, how's it going?
What's good, fam?
I don't know what that means, but thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Jamel, I don't know if you've seen the news recently, but the Pope quit his job.
Yeah, I heard. Twitter told me.
Hey, Jamel, you're an African-American. How would you feel if there was an African or just a black pope? How would you feel about that?
I'd feel way more comfortable with that than you saying African-American to me just now.
Well, there are a lot of African-Americans in Africa and in the United States.
This is true, Adam.
You know, Jamel, one thing that I think is that if there's a black pope, there's going to be a lot of black comedians making jokes about a black pope, right? They're going to be like, hey, he's got a lot of bills or something like that, right?
You know when you be the pope, right? And then you be fucking a bitch, and you be like, hey, I'm going raw, girl.
Look at Jamel and me. This is like an episode of Deaf Comedy Jams.
Snidap.
So, Jamel, what else is going on recently in your life?
I've been thinking a lot about aliens.
What's up with that?
Speaking of black popes, okay, so look, give me a second here, because it's weird, but I need to get this out of my brain. All right, so I'm pretty sure aliens are going to come, right? There's going to be an invasion, but they just want to, like, live here, right? And then we're going to teach them racism. Then there's going to be Def Jam alien comics.
That's a good idea. I think there was a movie about that called District Nines. But go ahead. What is that going to sound like?
You ever been fucking a Glornak and then their girls been like, I like this? And you been like, bitch, you're nasty.
Woo, 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 woo. For the podcast listeners at home, I just waved my hand in the air and said whoop, like Arsenio Hall.
Best talk show in the universe, by the way.
What is Arsenio up to nowadays?
Wine and cheese parties, my nigga.
That's right, my friend. My friend. I'm eating a chicken sandwich. This feedback is horrible. We're going to fix it. We're going to cut this in post. I'm sorry, guys.
Let's all admire Adam's sweater while the audio's being
so fixed. Jamel, it's February. It's almost done. February is African American Month. I'm sure you're very happy about that. Also, probably very happy about African American Friday, which is the sale after Thanksgiving, right? Jamel, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
I got very drunk and I called girls that didn't want to have sex with me.
Yeah, but the day before Valentine's Day. This is a hilarious anecdote.
What did I do?
You came over to my house.
Oh, shit! Me and Adam had a very romantic dinner the night before Valentine's Day.
I had a show on Valentine's Day, stand-up comedy. That's what I'm known for. So the night before Valentine's, I made my girlfriend a romantic dinner. And just as we were about to sit down, knock, knock, knock on the door. Who could it be?
It was me.
It was Jamel. So,
look, but in my defense, we were both surprised. I'm friends with your girlfriend, and she was like, hey, come hang out with us tonight. And she came home from work, and I came home from a show. I was on U Street at the same time.
I punked her.
Punked her with a romantic
and
meal.
And then I punked Jamel. And then the three of us had Valentine dinner together.
It would have never happened if I had a real cell phone, but whatever.
Jamel, you don't have a cell phone? What's wrong with you?
I just... Ever since Nextel went out of business, I was like, fuck it.
All right. This is getting boring. Let's bring up our first guest. He runs the Encyclopedia Show, which is going to be on March 8th at 9th and Beats, which is a real place, apparently. Everyone put your hands together for Kevin Phillips.
I like the Eminem music. Is that because I'm white? Is that why we get...
No, it's because you have mom's spaghetti on your shirt. Kevin, what are you wearing right now for the audience at home?
Well, I got your very specific memo that we were supposed to wear military-style sweaters tonight.
Military sweaters. That's what we're wearing. Because we're in the Army together. we're wearing the same sweater. It's very comical. Anyway, Kevin, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. I had a really good day. This is nice and feedbacky. I've also been drinking at the bar, which is lovely.
Oh, man, I love to bartenders.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
So a woman told me to get Jesus recently. She said I was telling too many sinful jokes and that I needed Jesus.
Oh, whoa, that is crazy.
I've heard you talking and you also need Jesus. Segway alert. Jamel, you're up here too, right? You can like talk during this whole thing?
We only have one mic, so he's going to Steven Van Zandt on that microphone if he has a witty comment. That's a Bruce Springsteen joke. You guys don't get it, but it's very, very cool.
When you listen to Bruce Springsteen, you'll get it, and it's going to be amazing. Okay, this I have a game for you just to test how into Jesus you are.
Hey, audience, do you guys want to play a game for me?
While he eats his cheeseburger.
Let's clap it up.
Okay, this...
What's the name of the game?
The name of the game is Closeted Irony. All you have to tell me is if what I'm about to read is dialogue from a gay porn or lyrics from a song about Jesus.
Oh, I
it's a whole game. They're more similar than you might think. I've been listening to a lot of religious radio.
Everyone's lolling in the room right now, so I think we're going to play this game.
Fuck yes. Okay, you guys ready? Passage one. There is power on my knees. I can be in a crowd or by myself or almost anywhere. All right, what is it? Religious song or gay porn? The crowd says religious. You guys want to?
I'm going to say definitely religious. Praise 104.7 FM.
And I'm going to say the same thing that all the goyim are saying in the room right now.
It is a religious song. It's called it's called Get on My Knees.
Like a little prayer. Yeah, that's my journey. Anyway, let's hear the next ridiculous lyric.
He watches you all the time. When you're alone, he knows. He even watches you sleep. What is it? We're still saying religious?
I'm going to say gay because it sounds religious, and that's probably the trick of your game.
No, this is actually from the gay porn 7.5 Jump Street.
All right.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. The audience is on board.
Good. Okay, this third one.
The audience are your number one mate.
I'm not trying to like set you guys up, but this is the hardest one there is. This one's fucking hard. You paying attention? Half the people are like, what are you talking about? It's like, so no, you're not paying a fucking attention. Okay, here. Hey, you. Get that tight virgin ass over here. Gay porn or Jesus? Gay porn or Jesus?
I'm going to say Jesus ironically.
Yeah, no, that's from the religious song, All of the Virgin, None of the Birth. No, actually, I think I fucked that one up. No, that sounds like gay porn now that I think about it. I did. I'm not fucking around. Saw a gay porn entitled WWJD. Who wouldn't Jesus do?
Oh.
Yeah. Just so we're clear, I have 1,000,001 gay porn Jesus jokes.
All right,
so
let's talk this out.
Okay.
What do you think, if Jesus was a gay, what do you think his position would be on the team? Okay, would he be throwing the ball? Would he be catching the ball? Would he be powerful bottoming? What would he be doing?
I've been waiting my fucking life to have this conversation. First of all, I have a lot of strong opinions. He is in construction, and I think that matters.
He's a carpenter. Good
point. He's in construction, yeah. So he's in control, and he's measuring all day long. And you know what that means. That means he's on his stomach, not measuring, letting things happen in the bedroom.
Letting his hair down, you know?
Yeah.
Like all the stress from the carpentry job, just let it out through your butt. That's a great point.
This isn't science, we'll grant you, but architects love to get dominated. That's a fact. That's a fucking fact. And look it up.
And that's
someone just said a word in the audience that was like, I have had an architect. That motherfucker is preaching right now. Listen to him. That woman in the audience is now bright red, but feels vindicated. You said awkward, but you said it like, yeah, I know what he's talking about.
She's studying architecture.
Oh!
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kevin, let's rewind for a sec.
Okay.
Why did Brandon Weatherby book you on the show? What's so special about Kevin Phillips?
I blew Brandon in the back of a bathroom.
LOL.
LOL. I did not. It was an IHOP. I run the Encyclopedia Show in D.C. Jamel did the Encyclopedia Show once.
What is that?
Oh, it's all the zany you can handle with all of the jokes. It's a variety show at 9th and Beats every once a month Friday.
This is the real.
This is real. This is really going on.
9th and Beat?
9th and Beats. It's attached to the Old Dominion Brewery, which sounds much more Virginian.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's in Washington, D.C. 9th. And what is the street called Beat? What is Beat Street? Wait, what is the...
9th and N. It's right there
N.
on the
okay,
end.
It's on 9th and N. Get yeah. a better name,
yeah,
assholes.
9th and Beats. 9th and N Street Beats might have been a better title.
And why? What's Encyclopedia? What's the deal with it? What are you doing?
What we're doing is getting zany as fuck while introducing a topic. Our first one was the moon. Our second one was bears. And our third one was saints. The next one, full spectrum of color.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
It's all inclusive.
That's all the different colors. If you guys want to look it up, Roy Jabouf. Jamel, do you know anything about this show?
Yeah, man, I did the bear show.
Oh, that's interesting. What's going on with the bear show?
Oh, man, I told some jokes about bears, man. There was some people there. They had some hot wings, and somebody made cupcakes, man. It was the shit.
That sounds very nice. Give Kevin the microphone. Okay. Kevin, have you been watching the news recently?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, seems Kevin has.
I like hearing different people's perspective on things.
Oh, so do I.
I like hearing a lot of shit. So this is DC, trying to get some DC news for you people. The FBI has a problem with sexting while at work.
Oh, my goodness.
Seems their servers are getting overloaded with some sexting problems. And I have actually been trying to open up a sexting consulting business. Yeah. I've been in it since the start, fuckers. Since you had to, like, click on the link that took you to a separate text message email system when you had flip phones. I've been in on it. I can, like, shadow a dick pic like you would not believe.
I have a question for you. You know about this sexting thing?
I do know about this sexting thing.
It's very confusing, new uncharted territory for me. What does it mean if my girlfriend keeps sending me text messages of penises?
Hold on.
What does that mean?
She's fucking somebody else, right?
I mean,
is that a sex issue?
I got 10 to 1. I'll give you odds. She's fucking somebody else out.
These are great penises, mind you. Much better than my own.
What is she saying when she sends them? Is there a message?
What is she saying? It's so cryptic, right? Right? It's so cryptic.
I meant physically. Does she have like a text underneath that says "be like this," or does she?
No, it's just constantly all these different dicks. She's sending me pics, and I don't know what to do with myself. I'm pulling my hair out. That was funny. You guys should laugh at that. So
I chuckled. It was real too.
What else is going on in the news recently?
Great question. Thank God you're good at this. This one's just a public service announcement. John Kerry told a group of German students that we as the younger Americans have the right to be stupid. I'm not really upset about this. It's just like, what fucking context? On your first trip to Germany, did you have to mention that we have the right to be stupid?
All right, Kevin, let's map this out. You're John Kerry. I'm a German. Okay.
Doing it. Doing it.
I want you to tell me what's going on with the stupid. Tell me.
Americans have the right to be stupid.
Yeah, this is like a good idea. I think this is right. I say that Americans are stupid all the time. Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. Tell me something, John Kerry. Do you know anything about house music? John Kerry, like, here's the thing about you, John Kerry. It's very interesting, okay? You're married to a ketchup lady, okay? It's very interesting. It's a very interesting fact. You're very rich from a woman, which makes you less of a man in, like, American culture or whatever. Whatever. John Kerry, like, what is your lowest point, okay, after losing? This is my interview now, okay? What's your lowest point after losing the election? Now it's not even Germany.
I was like, this interview is probably it. Like, this is the worst thing that's happened to me since.
Oh, yeah,
I'm having a conversation with a gay Ukrainian semi-transvestite. This is rock bottom.
Listen, the thing about Germany is, like, it's very provocative, okay? And so, like, everyone knows art. Everyone does art. You know, the thing is, like, art is two things, okay? Like, art is, and it also isn't, okay? Do you understand? Do you see what I'm saying, okay? This guy knows what I am talking about. This guy knows what I am talking about.
Totally.
All right, Kevin, how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling great so far. Things have really rolled along.
I think we're crushing right now.
I think we're crushing it. It's hard to tell sometimes, but people's thoughts... Architecture
audience,
Freak Story thinks
audience,
we're crushing it.
Audience, how do you feel about how I'm doing as a host of a podcast talk show?
Woo! Yeah. That applause is real. People are feeling it right now. The energy is fantastic.
Brandon, there are three people here right now.
It's sad.
Brandon, they are hating it. They need you. They need you. Psych, nah, I'm amazing at this. All right.
I kind of replace him in the looks department. Like, we kind of...
Oh, we are fucking sexy right now. We're wearing...
And you should see Friedland's hair!
We're wearing military sweaters.
He did the fucking Weatherby wave for this show.
Black folks know that hairstyle as a kunk.
It's a...
Well, now I'm done again. We're going to have to probably wrap it up.
Kevin, before we wrap it up, do you have anything to plug besides Jesus' butthole?
I have some things besides my rather, it's kind of a borderline homophobic obsession with religion, but that's a different night. You can find me, if anyone's an MMA fan, which most of you at the Wonderland Ballroom aren't, Verbal Tap Podcast, and Fridays at 9th and Beats. Twitter me at PhillipsKevin1, because Phillips Kevin and no number at all was taken. PhillipsKevin1 at Twitter. The Encyclopedia Show, Epedia DC, look it up. We want to see you there.
All right, everyone, put your hands together for Kevin Phillips.
Woo!
That was awesome. That was a lot of fun, man. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Before we bring up our next guest, Kevin reminded me of something. Who here has a smartphone? Who here has Twitter on smartphone? Well, calm down, everyone. I want you to all take out your Twitters. I want you to follow this new guy. His name is A. Dumb Friedland. One word, Friedland. It's a great Twitter, and I'm looking to get about 20 followers from this show. So fucking follow me right now. I see one guy doing it. All right, I just lost the audience. Anyway... Coming up to the stage next, she's a very exciting and provocative young lady comedian. Have you guys seen the film Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Ladies could do whatever they want if they put their minds to it. And this next comic is proof of that. Just kidding, I'm not a sexist. I love Dana. She's awesome. Everyone put your hands together for Dana Bell.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad there's like this big hole in the middle that I can just stare into. How's everybody doing? Woo! I'm doing great. It's Friday. Yeah. So, because I have a desk job, so I sit at a computer all day. Does anyone here have a desk job? Yeah. So I sit at a computer all day, and I literally have no idea what people did at their jobs before computers. Like, I just imagine that they do the same things that I do all day, but manually. So they, like, reach into their desks and pull out a stack of photos of their ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend and start leafing through them. And they're just like, she's not as pretty as me. And then they, like, stash them when their boss comes. Or they, like, pull out an encyclopedia and they're like, I wonder what the encyclopedia says about boobs. I'm just gonna see. Oh, shit. Just, like, stash it underneath. And I work at an advocacy group for seniors, and I manage our Facebook page. So we've got everyone that likes our page is over the age of 65, and so has no idea how to use Facebook. And so we just had this one comment that was like, "Please help." And I was like, I don't know whether this is like a request for using Facebook or I should call 911 and be like, "Help Brenda. She's somewhere in the greater Detroit area." And then we had this great question that was all caps, just, is there a Hallmarks card for Alzheimer's? I was like, I don't know. I looked it up, and there is. And it says, I'm sorry you have Alzheimer's. And then you open it up, and it says, I'm sorry you have Alzheimer's. <It's great. laughs> Making fun of people with Alzheimer's. Because they won't even remember. It's good. I like when my friends post things on Facebook that are political and then act like they're doing something. When they'll be like, I'm really upset about the drones policy. And I posted this article about it from The Nation. It's like, great. Good for you. That's like saying I want a Maserati. Like a rich person has already put in the legwork. They're going to get it, and you're not. I'm just trying to say, this is like a political commentary about how our government has been hijacked by moneyed interest. Whatever, you guys. Wah, wah. I wanted to bring the energy was like here, and I was like, let me bring it down here right now. You know, do you guys ever like run into those people who are canvassing and they're like, for only $365 a year, you can help a child in Africa? And I'm like, listen, lady, for only $250,000 a year, you can help raise my baby. Just kidding. I don't have a baby. I'm single, I'm like on the prowl, and I'm just looking for like a man who can like express his emotions, but only if he can express his emotions through chopping wood and drinking whiskey. Okay, very specific qualifications. You guys, fun fact, did you know that there has not been a dental dam sold in the United States ever? Ever. And if you go and open one up, it's just a piece of a trash bag and then a note that says, really? Fun fact. Lesson I learned. Have you guys heard the new ASAP Rocky song, Fucking Problems? Woo! Yeah. This is my favorite song because on the radio, it's like a choose-your-own-adventure song, okay? Because they have to bleep out 90% of the song. So instead of the real song, which is, I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem, it's, I love bad, that's my problem. So I get to fill it in with my problems, which are very different than those of ASAP Rocky. And it's more like, I love eating cheese. That's my fucking problem. I love taking naps. It's my fucking problem. It's good. I highly recommend it. You can do whatever you want with it. It's great. Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. I have a couple of friends who will say things like, oh, I have a phobia of sharks. A couple of friends. They'll be like, oh, I have a phobia of sharks. And I'm like, that's a weird thing to say, because that's just saying, oh, I have a fear of dying a really bloody, violent death underwater. It's like, yeah, we all do. The rest of humanity has already been diagnosed with this phobia. And there's a cure for it. It's called buying material goods until you forget that you're not going to exist anymore. It's a pretty easy problem. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I think it's funny when, like, people who are racists try and justify their racism. So they'll be like, look, I'm not saying all Mexicans are lazy. I'm just saying stereotypes come from somewhere. And it's like, yeah, another racist person said it earlier. And then you repeated it. Okay, that's all I got tonight. Thanks, you guys. Yeah, keep clapping until he's done eating.
Dana, I like it. I love it. I gotta have it.
Good.
You were talking about consumer culture.
Totes.
You were talking about all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what the people really want to know, why is dating so crazy? Why is it crazy?
You know, I'm just trying to work it out. It's crazy. You know, yeah, men are so different from women.
There are so many differences. What are some of the differences?
Men are always like, hey, I want to watch sports. And women are like, whoa, shopping is what I want to do.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Right?
It reminds me of this famous Chris Rock joke, right? There are two different types of black person, okay? There are lady black people and fella black people, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because you can apply that to almost every race.
See, that's what Chris Rock does. He makes you think about things in a different way.
Yeah, it really gets at the universal.
Dana!
Talk to me, Adam.
Dana!
Talk.
Who are your comedy influences besides Lisa Lampanelli, Roseanne Barr, Michelle Obama? Who are you looking to for inspiration?
Well, you left out Jill Biden.
Jill Biden is MILF Biden. That's what I call her.
What does that stand for?
MILF. Mother that I'd like to friend on Facebook.
Oh, cool. That's what I thought. That's what I thought you meant. Yeah, those are definitely my comedy. Don't forget Sandra Bernhard.
Oh, love it.
Totes.
Love it. What about Paula Pound? Pound little kids in the butt. JK, very controversial. Paula, friend of the show, guys, just stop laughing. So Dana, how long you've been doing stand-up?
About 5 months.
Woo, you're a newbie.
Oh.
How good is she for 5 months, everyone? How good
Adam.
Is she? This is a very hard thing to do. This is a very hard thing to do. I was very
Thanks,
bad.
Bro.
I'm still very bad. But Dana,
whatever.
Tell us about your rose and your thorn of your first 5 months.
The rose would have to be all my lovely friends who are so supportive.
Oh, that is what it's all about.
Oh my God, so beautiful.
Dana.
The thorn would have to be how much more I'm drinking now that I'm at bars every night.
Does it give you bad skin? I get a little acne from the beer.
Oh,
is that just me?
Absolutely. And just, you know, the like general smog of being in a bar clogs the pores.
It clogs the pores.
Fun beauty fact, ladies. Bars clogs your pores.
And so, Dana, I neglected to mention before you came on stage, you have a big show coming up this weekend on Sunday, correct?
I do indeed. Please talk about it.
Dana is going to be performing at the legendary DC Improv This is the same place that Kevin James, Paul Blart Mall Cop has performed at before. Okay? This is a very big deal. She's going to be performing at a Huffington Post DC comedy night at DC Improv. Wow, yes. That's a map.
There are a lot of DCs going on in there. DC Comics Live, Huffington Post, DC, DC Improv.
And that's pretty good. That's great, man. It's tough to get up there. It's 5 months in. This must be a dream come true.
It is. It really is. This is a dream come true. I've just been waiting
this podcast
to sit
right now
and talk to you while you eat a chicken sandwich.
Ever since
I met you.
Whoa, the people at home didn't know I was eating chicken sandwiches the whole time.
Well, they should.
My cover is blown. Okay. You know the thing about chicken sandwich? Horse meat, right? Local news, topical, nice,
chicken
nice.
Chicken horse.
Chicken horse. So what's your favorite kind of chicken?
My favorite kind of chicken is steak, I would say.
Ooh.
Or my favorite chicken is bacon.
She knows what she wants.
Right.
Jamel, what's your favorite kind of chicken?
Cold cuts.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for your input, ma'am. So anyway, JK, you're a man. Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, you have a microphone. This is being recorded for the internet.
Whoa, hey, what's up, internet?
Yeah, so anything else you want to talk about? Sequestra, or whatever that means?
Oh, I'm super bummed about the sequester. Maybe.
What bums you out about that? Tell
I
me.
Just, I'm tired. I'm bored with it.
Oh, it's so boring, right?
Bored of
so
it.
So boring. But the thing is, it's also very exciting sometimes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah, there's a sinkhole in Florida.
Yeah. That
Whoa. Is not surprising.
This lady's hometown. Come up to the stage, lady. Round of applause for the lady. What's your name?
I'm Sophie.
Sophie, yeah. Say that into the microphone. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sophie.
And there's a sinkhole in your town?
What town is that?
It's in Tampa, Florida.
Ugh, gross.
I know. I'm actually from the nice part called Sarasota.
Ooh, nice. Right.
I hear that it's getting worse. The tweet that I read said that it was unstable and it could get worse. Are you nervous about
it? So the whole Tampa Bay is going to go into this sinkhole.
It happens all the time. We're actually really used to it.
Really? She said it happens all the time. She's very used to it, for the listener at home. All right. Everyone give your round of applause for this lady. Sophie, whatever. I don't care. So I'm just kidding. I love you, Sophie. 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 Sophie, beer on me, okay? I want this to work. I love you.
Don't work.
I'm moving a little quick, but I love you. I'm in love with you.
Many people are.
For the listener at home, she said, many people are. Okay, anyway. Dana, this has been fun. I'm having fun right
me
now.
Me too, yeah. Thanks.
I like this hosting podcast. I like it. I feel like Mark Murin. I'm just saying words wrong, but it's not very fun. Any other plugs besides the improv show that you want to share with the audience?
No, that's all.
Because you know this is going to come out next week after the improv show, so you're not actually plugging anything.
Oh, that's true. Okay, then my birthday is on Tuesday.
All right! And how many years young will you be?
I will be 24.
Ooh, lucky number 24. The amount of hours in my day. Okay, so.
Great, yeah.
That's it, Kobe Bryant, 24. Everyone put your hands together for Dana Bell! So a big deal now in our culture is looking good, okay? And one way to look good is by the food that you have. And this gentleman coming next up to the stage is an expert in looking good and the food that you have. He's a very special man in my life, very near and dear to my heart. His name is Michael J. booty. Put your hands together now.
Hello, everyone. I'm here with some terrific diet tips for all of you. People are always asking me how I keep so slender and trim. What's your secret, they ask? There must be a secret. Is it Pilates? Look, my love affair with Pilates is no secret. And truth be told, it just comes down to having a healthy diet. What I do is I only eat the healthiest foods. For breakfast, I'll have some undressed greens. For lunch, some steamed vegetables. For dinner, poached fish and more steamed vegetables. And that's about it. That's my secret. That's what I do during the day. But at night, I dream. And when I dream, I'm at an endless banquet hall, and I devour whatever I want without limits or consequences. I'll eat food from my wildest culinary fantasies. I'll gorge myself on creamy cherry cheesecakes. I'll scarf down rack after rack of baby back's ribs, fresh from the baby's back, you know? I'll swim with my mouth open through a rich risotto waterfall and inhale scads of Cadbury eggs. I'll swallow an enormous fish and pull its bleached skeleton out whole from my mouth and pick my teeth with its bones. I'll gallivant with playful dolphins in an ice cream lagoon and watch as the dolphins struggle helplessly, their fins scraping against the dry lagoon's now rocky bottom after I've ate all the ice cream up. I'll pig out on pretzels. I'll wolf down whipped cream. I'll nibble Nutella. I'll snack in this dream. I'll chow down on chowder. I'll snort donut powder. I'll nosh lots of latkes. The world I'll devour. I'll have a whole plum and lots of almonds. And I'll wake, and I can't even look at food anymore. I'll go through my day grimly eating just to survive, repulsed by the very weight of food on my tongue. Even the most decadent food will be a pale shadow of the impossibly rich and satisfying flavors of my dreams. But there's a downside to all this, you know? There's a downside to my bulldremia. Well, I can stand before you proud of my live dancer's build. In my dreams, I've become a corpulent blob, a sweating fatso, a human fat avalanche suffocating in myself. I used to soar through the dreamscapes, flitting through the air like a nimble swallow. And now I just plop lethargically at the banquet table in my dream castle, struggling to manipulate the food I crave with my ever-fattening fingers. The times I've made love in my dreams are long past. The dream sirens I conjure recoil in horror at the shambling orb I've become. I wheeze my come-ons in hope, though I know that that hope is a lie. The dream love will find me, but it never does. Thank you. That's my diet advice.
That is my favorite. That's my favorite. Michael, you're my fave, okay?
Thanks, man. I just want people to live healthy lives like Michelle Obama does.
So, Michael, how long have you been bulldremic?
I've been bulldremic for 8 years now, and it doesn't get any easier.
And so you gorge yourself in your dreams. And what do you do for food? Do you ever get hungry during the day?
I get hungry, but I find that oftentimes just drinking a lot of water makes the hunger go away. Like, oh, I'm too full to eat after I drink a gallon of water.
All right, now let's play a game called the body image game, okay? I'm going to list hilarious celebrities. You're going to tell me if they have good body or bad body, okay? All right, Tom Cruise.
Bad body.
Why does he have bad body?
Too bulky.
Very bulky, it's true. Why is bulk bad? What's he lacking?
He just is insufficiently willowy, I think. He's too heavy. He's just too big.
Okay.
He's a short man. He should be a little pixie.
It's a good point. Okay, how about Snooki from Jersey Shore?
Bad body.
Bad body. Why bad body?
Because she's too fat. She's fat ugly.
Yeah, I agree. Horrible.
She's a fat dump. She needs to eat less lasagna. She's Italian, right?
All she eats is a pasta fagioli and a pepperoni and a pizza, right? Right? All right. Callista Flockhart, Ally McBeal, 90s throwback reference now.
She's got a terrific body.
Great bod.
Yeah. I like how angular she is.
Okay. White Swan, also Black Swan.
Oh, just wonderful. I'd love to slit my wrists on her cheekbones, you know?
And finally, we're going to end this up with David Bowie on Coke and David Bowie off Coke.
Both beautiful.
I agree. Yeah. Clap it up for Michael Furtick! So everyone, without further ado, please put your hands together for Andrew Grossman.
Hey, what's up, everybody? So my name is Andrew. I play in a band called The North Country. And I am... I just realized I know all the people that were clapping. I got excited for half a second. And
when the world lay dead upon the ground, is it done? And the meek still stand naked and dare not make a sound, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? When the people finally realize things will never be the same, is it done? When the people of becoming become ones of became, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Broken at your feet, and it's done. Mistakes that we made are not doomed to repeat, 'cause it's done. Don't tell us that you're sorry, don't feel any regret, it's done. Some memories are just better to forget, 'cause it's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Well, come on, say, oh, chain, world's come undone. Just forget what you seen, it's a setting of the sun. Don't be afraid to die and let the spirit free. It's done. It's only when we sleep that we can truly dream. It's done. 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 Pressed see silent movement through the air. When you're with me, nothing compares. Compares. Minarets and cattle calls, silhouettes upon the wall. Silver tongue and broken verse, endless loop and I'm stuck in reverse. Reverse. I gave my tongue a little bit more and all my peace of mind. The waxing moon of my heart swooning, all my peace of mind. The longing love for yesteryear in an unabated stare. And still, you were never there. Said it mean and I said it nice. Thought that I could raise the tide. I was just along for the ride. For the ride. I gave you everything I had, a love that couldn't die. The waxing moon of my heart swooning, all my peace of mind. The longing lull for yesteryear in an unabated stare. And still, you were never there. And still, you were never there. And still, you were never there.
Thanks.
I saw the face I used to lay down beside appear on my mind 1,000 times. An apparition of a love we once made seems a sweet serenade, but it's all a charade. I could be wiser, wiser today, but I need you to be sorry. A faint impression of a love now obscured, a memory blurred, a caricature. The names and places that we choose not to say, refuse to give away, now used to dismay. I could be wiser, wiser today, but I need you to be sorry. The unforgiving, unforgiving, unforgetting never sleep. Do I believe I need to be, need not believe in love so cheap? So long, it might be right, you never know. You don't know.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. My name is Andrew Grossman. I play in a band called The North Country. We're playing March 15th, Rock and Roll Hotel. Thanks for listening.